You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Welcome to the Vegans Explore podcast. I'm your host, Shawnee Russell, and today we're diving into an important conversation about what could become a major step forward for plant-based nutrition in schools across the United States. A new federal proposal called the Plant-Powered School Meals Pilot Act is calling for a $10 million grant program that would help schools expand voluntary access to healthy plant-based meals and non-dairy milk options for students. The bill introduced by Representatives Nydia Velasquez and Alma Adams would allow school districts to apply for funding to create culturally appropriate vegan entrees, offering training to cafeteria staff, and provide nutrition education for students. It would also make it easier for parents to request non-dairy milk without needing a doctor's note, removing a big barrier for families who choose to require dairy-free options. Importantly, this program is voluntary. It doesn't remove animal proteins. Instead, it expands choices and helps schools that want to serve more plant-based meals but lack the funding or training to do so. For the vegan movement, this proposal represents progress that's both practical and symbolic. It supports healthier meals for children, gives families more options that align with their values, and helps schools serve meals that are better for the planet. It also challenges the long-standing dominance of dairy in the federal lunch system, something that has made it hard for many students, especially those who are lactose intolerant, to get equal access to nourishment. The need for this kind of policy isn't new. In fact, this bill builds on earlier efforts such as the Healthy Future Student and Earth Pilot Program Act of 2023, also introduced by Congresswoman Velasquez. Other measures like the Freedom in Schools, Cafeterias, and Lunches Act have aimed to make dairy-free milk more available to students. Even as far back as the Healthy, Hungry-Free Kids Act of 2010, there's been a push to bring school meals closer to modern nutrition standards. At Vegans Explore, we believe this kind of initiative deserves strong community support. If the Plant-Powered School Meals Pilot Act passes, we plan to form a dedicated committee to help school districts navigate the pilot and take full advantage of these grants. As someone who currently works as a district webmaster for Broward County Public Schools, I've spent years helping one of the nation's largest districts manage large-scale programs and digital systems. Through Vegans Explore, my team and I are ready to use that experience to guide school leaders, food service teams, and advocates through this transition to more plant-based options. If you'd like to join this mission, consider becoming a Vegans Explore passport holder. Your membership helps us continue producing content, organizing local initiatives, and spreading awareness through our growing media network. Together, we can make sure every student, no matter their background or beliefs, has access to compassionate, nutritious, and inclusive meals at school. Bills like the Plant-Powered School Meals Pilot Act reminds us that meaningful change often starts in the cafeteria. By supporting programs that bring vegan and plant-based meals to the next generation, we're not just promoting better food, we're investing in a healthier and more equitable future for everyone. I'm Shawnee Russell. Thank you for listening to the Vegans Explore podcast. Be sure to subscribe, share this episode, and stay connected as we continue to explore how communities like ours can help shape a kinder, more sustainable world.